My name is Emer Kelly Rombo. I'm a nurse practitioner at a community health center. I graduated in the transition program in 1996, and I've been working at this community health center since then and before then. So I'll just go through what a day in my life at work would be like. So usually I start off in the morning with appointments, and we usually check in as a team and to actually review who the clients are we'll be seeing that day, so that if anyone else on the team has anything to contribute or has seen them in my absence, then they can fill me on whatever the issue might have been. So for the appointments, I would be seeing any well physical, whether it be child, adult. Might see prenatals. I might see follow-ups for BP checks, cholesterol, diabetes, a rash that has been persistent. So whatever follow-up appointment might be scheduled for that day. Then in the afternoon, I would have a walk-in clinic, and this would be for people who either can't get an appointment with a regular practitioner or need to be seen that day. And this would include anything from chest pain to a rash to anonymous HIV testing to an STI check to sometimes people coming in with stress issues that need a little bit of counseling until they get to their regular counselor or their regular practitioner. Because many of our clients are refugees or immigrants, we use a lot of cultural interpreters, at which time we would have to have a cultural interpreter on site while we see the client so we can understand their concerns. Many of the people we see are displaced persons, meaning they're in Canada because they had no choice. They had to leave their war-torn countries. So that brings with it many other issues as well as just physical. Some deal with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, having dealt with a considerable amount of trauma in the country of their birth. And as well, we deal with women who have had what they call in their countries female circumcision, but we would consider it female genital mutilation, which is almost like a rite of passage for these women, either when they're very young or when they reach puberty. And it means excising the parts of the genitals for what they say is religious reasons and, as I said, a rite of passage. A lot of what I do as well, you do have to get involved with some counseling because a lot of these people come with the social issues, either inability to cope, pressure from the schools, etc., as you can well imagine. Now, in the afternoon, I would, two afternoons a week, I go to a satellite area, which is a high-needs apartment building complex, and there I would be with a family support worker and a health promotion worker. And interestingly enough, this particular satellite location is funded, supported by the Rotary Club, and this has come about because this was such a high-needs area and there was a lot of violence, and so the Rotary Club decided to support us in giving services to this apartment building complex, which has been very effective over the years. So at this site, it would be totally walk-in, but the clientele of this housing development or apartment building complex, which is privately owned, it's not considered supported by the government at all. So it's has lots to be desired as far as a housing, a place to live. So a lot of these people have addictions, either drug or alcohol, and needless to say, there is drug trafficking in the area. So we would deal with a lot of people with many social issues, housing, food security, safety. So I run a drop-in clinic there, and I'd be seeing anything from drug seekers to people who are in need of their drug because they're addicted to either crack cocaine or a lot of them are on marijuana, but it's more of a crack cocaine area. And many of them have been incarcerated in the past and are trying to readjust into society. And so they tend to live in this area of the city. And because they're either running from the law or just have friends that live there, and so they tend to migrate back to this area, which presents its whole another whole set of issues for these people. Many of them are HIV positive, Hep C or Hep B positive. We also deal with many single parents, single moms, young, dealing with problem children, whether it be ADD, autism, behavioral problems. Many of them are on more or less running from CAS or have had CAS involve them. So we work a lot. I work a lot along with the other workers with advocacy for them with CAS, with the school system, helping them cope with their parenting role. As well as all these social issues, of course, I see them for their episodic illnesses, and many of them present with whatever, diaper rashes, URIs, a lot of asthmas, a lot of just not enough cleanliness is a big issue, food security, malnutrition, anemia problems. So this is a very challenging area of my job, and I must say I really enjoy it because you really feel like you're helping these people out in some way. We work very closely with it as a team. Now, throughout my day, although I didn't mention it, of course, there's a lot of interaction, collaboration, consultation with the physicians, whether it be illnesses I'm seeing which are beyond my scope of practice or just accessing the physicians for another opinion. We also rely on the nurses and the other nurse practitioner to do the same for us. So I would say my job is extremely interesting and very challenging, and I really think it's the absolute epitome of what nursing is all about. I also deal with moms who are, of course, looking for birth control, trying to moderate their families somewhat. Now, in all of this, my day involves a lot of the other disciplines within the center, so I would be looking for the employment counselor, the housing worker, the family support worker, the crisis worker, or the women's abuse counselor. So it sounds like I do it all kind of with a couple of other people, but I'm forever referring within the center or outside the center for other resources for these people. Another very interesting part of our work at the center is that every 2 weeks we have a community psych with our local psychiatrist, and all the different disciplines within the center, if they would like to, have kind of a roundtable discussion, and this would be regarding some of our clients who we find more challenging or we feel like we don't know where to move ahead with them. And this would be all done anonymously, just mentioning a particular person but not mentioning the name. So we would brainstorm around the table with the psychiatrist as a facilitator. So it might be someone with depression, might be someone with PTSD, it might be someone with children with issues that we don't know where to go with these. So as you can see, it's a very multidisciplinary approach to healthcare. It's very holistic, and as I said before, it could never be done on my own, but you rely heavily on the other disciplines within the center.